Hi, my name is Allison O'Daniel. I made a piece called God's Eye that's in this exhibition. And I finished this piece in 2011. It's a sculptural video installation that is related to a film that I made that I finished also in 2011. The film is called Night Sky, and this piece is called God's Eye. And there are a lot of related components within both the film, which is a narrative 75-minute feature film, and this piece, which hangs as a sculpture, and has some movement and a video. So I made the piece, because I'm constantly trying to explore a relationship between narrative cinema and sculpture in a gallery or viewing space. I don't consider myself a filmmaker in a traditional sense. I definitely consider myself a visual artist, and I work with film and cinema and narrative in the same way that I work with material. So I like to explore the components and the intersections and the crossover of meaning that is found in both. And I'm especially interested in how a narrative arc can jump from within the space of cinema and the experience of being a viewer and audience member. In a cinema watching a film, and how a narrative arc can jump from that experience into a viewing space where you experience something through the body and through generally looking or listening or touching. I mean, rarely do you get the opportunity to touch, but it would be nice sometimes if you could. So this piece, just to describe what it's actually composed of, it's a cardboard box that hangs from the ceiling from six strings, and each string is a different color. And then there's a chain that's in the middle of that circle of strings. The strings hold up the cardboard box, and then the chain goes from the ceiling down through a small hole cut in the top of the cardboard box and holds a disco ball inside of the cardboard box. So one doesn't see the actual disco ball, except for a small sliver of it that's hung below the open flaps of the cardboard box. This cardboard box is the actual shipping container that the disco ball was sent to me in. And this disco ball I used as a major central prop in my film Night Sky. The disco ball hangs above these dance marathon contestants as they compete in a dance marathon and get more and more exhausted as the film progresses. In the film, I was really interested in comparing these able-bodied people who willingly put themselves into a situation where, over the course of the film, their body effectively becomes disabled. They choose for monetary gain, for an award or a prize, to put their body through such an intense experience that their level of exhaustion overcomes them by the end. And the disco ball hangs above them, sort of like this sun or a moon or this, natural kind of light source, and it never ends. It's in some ways it's a marker of the time passing in the dance marathon. The disco ball hangs inside of the cardboard box, and it's spinning. So what it does, the effect it has, is that it makes this cardboard box kind of shift and heave, and I feel like it actually seems like the box is breathing. On the side of the cardboard box, there's a projection of a dog's eye, and some people have told me that they can't actually tell what kind of animal that the eye is from because it's a blue eye. I have a deaf white boxer who has one brown eye and one blue eye, and this video is of her blue eye, and she's looking at me as I'm filming her, and so the video is a close-up of her eye, and the video goes in and out of focus, and what you see is a reflection of a window that was behind me as I filmed her eye, and the reflection of the window is in the black pupil of her blue eye. And she has white eyelashes, and her fur is white also. And this is important to me because I was working with a lot of actors and filmmakers and crew members who were and are deaf or hard of hearing, and my dog also happens to be completely deaf. And often in animals that are white, They have a blue eye or two blue eyes and deafness. And so the one blue eye in this piece is sort of a marker of a common trait that happened both in the narrative of the film, but also in the making of the film, where all these people who were involved have some version of hearing loss, hearing impairment, or deafness. And at the same time, one of the things that I'm really interested in is how these experiences of disability or of, you know, of experiencing the world in a radically different way creates a completely different sense of perception, a different way of experiencing the world and artwork and narrative. And so my dog's eye becomes a sort of window, you know, just like you can see this window in the pupil of her eye, the color of her eye becomes this window that's a marker of this experience, this phenomenological and perceptual and sometimes very psychedelic experience of not having access to all sound. And therefore, this experience then becomes a window into a completely different way of experiencing. The video doesn't have any sound. It's just the image of the dog's eye, and the cardboard box is shifting and swaying, and there are all of the markers of the box having been sent to me are still on there. So the shipping stickers and the address and all of that stuff are still there. And then one of the things that I've tried to do is preserve the level of disrepair on this box to really show the journey that this box went on to get to me. So the box is, the cardboard's in pretty rough condition. It's taped together in places. It has a few holes. Some of the corners are kind of ripped and coming apart. And on the edge of the box, there are these prints that say things, this printed text that says things like handle with care, like typical shipping instructions. And there are barcodes on the side of the box. And there's also a picture of the disco ball that's inside of the box. And then the final component to this is that hanging from the bottom of the disco ball are three hair wraps, and they're brightly colored string ropes, basically. And what hair wraps are something that from when I was a child, I'm 32, so in the 80s and in early 90s, there was this phenomenon of girls wrapping their hair in bright colored string. And in some ways, the association of these hair wraps is much like the god's eye that you would make in camp, where you have several pieces of like stick that you tie together through this sort of lo-fi crafty weaving out of yarn, and you make this brightly colored object that is called a god's eye. And that's where the title of the piece comes from. And these hair wraps hang from, they're attached to the bottom of the disco ball, and they hang down from the disco ball and drag on the floor below. And also, I was really interested in trying to connect the ceiling down to the ground. I wanted to make this very clear sort of reference to this experience that I'm talking about, where I think the experience of deafness, at least in my case with my hearing impairment, it's opened up a lot of avenues to a sort of perceptual bigness, I guess, if you will. And I wanted to make a quite literal and metaphorical drawing from the ceiling down to the ground of connecting the earthly plane that we stand on, that we're viewing this art from, up to the ceiling and possibly beyond. And so I wanted to just make the piece touch the ground and touch the ceiling in a way that connects both of the spaces through materials that inevitably become personified. So the hair wraps point back to this experience of having a body, and the eye on the side of the disco ball starts to animate the already moving box, so that everything is pointing back to this experience of this, not necessarily conflict, but definitely these dual experiences of a sort of spiritual transcendent experience, as well as the very real reality of having a body and being a person that experiences things through that body. I hope you've enjoyed this piece, and I wanted to thank Amanda for curating this show and also Haverford College for hosting the exhibition. And I hope that you have a great rest of your day and a great experience of the rest of the show. Thanks.